For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Joining us now from Charlotte, a weary, because spring football started, Adam Smith from Inside Carolina. I promised you something, sir, I just want Victoria to crank this up here. So I promised you spa music. So throughout the entire conversation, spa music. First, let me ask you, is this pressure okay?
Please allow me to recline right now, if you don't mind. I need some cucumber slices for my eyes, don't I?
Have them. We definitely have them. So thank you very much.
Sweet of you. I just thought it was funny when you said it the other day. This is very sweet.
No, I'm only... Look, you allow yourself to... Or you make yourself available to come on this program... The least I can do is make it enjoyable for you. The very least I can do.
So, well, you do an excellent job anyway.
Well, thank you very much.
Without the bells and whistles,
we have no bells and whistles. We make up the bells and whistles. So let's get to the bells and whistles of this team. And I know you've been also focused on the opening of the spring football season, and that's obviously of paramount importance since football is the only thing that matters as the conference is dying. I mean, I find the lie. So
yeah.
How did the team react to what happened Saturday night in Washington, and how are they recovering for today?
I think that the visual, as you were setting that up, the visual I got was Saturday night in D.C. while the Wolfpack was deservedly up on those ladders, cutting down the nets and, you know, playing in the confetti and everything. I was obviously in the UNC locker room, and we're talking to Armando Bacot, and he's talking about, you know, look, our biggest goal is now ahead of us. You know, I'm paraphrasing. We've got to cut the cord. He didn't say that. And we got to move on.
Right.
Which, you know, that's you to be expected from a fifth-year guy like Armando, who has obviously made a deep run in this tournament before. But what I found was interesting was two locker stalls over, you know, I'm like, you know, putting this in stories, two mm-hmm. locker stalls over, you got Harrison Ingram, who had told us, I have never cut down nets before, not in high school, you know, not, and he wanted to do that. Cormac Ryan wanted to do that.
Right.
And I said to him, I said, you know, Armando's talking about sort of, you know, cutting the cord and moving on. He's like, well, I'm going to be pissed off for a couple of days, to be honest with you. But I went and checked with him yesterday when we got here, and he said he's fine. He's not mad anymore. But, you know, I think that, you know, I think that this team is disappointed in how they play, maybe more so how they played than they lost the game, because I think NC State definitely deserved to win the game. They were the better mm-hmm. team.
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. You have a 401k, but you're changing jobs. You're taking that 401k with you. Next step.
Well, a lot of people leave it behind, which is not a good thing. I mean, if you're not at the company anymore, your 401k shouldn't either. That's when it's time for my 401k survival
look
box
at that.
Set. You see it right here. I've got workbooks, guidebooks, DVDs in here that explain everything about your 401k. More importantly, how to build a lifetime income. It's a $300 value. I'm also going to give you a total retirement plan, which is a $1,000 value for the next 18 of you who call right now. No cost or obligation.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
What a story. I mean, what a performance from DJ Horn and DJ Burns. I mean, you know, and on down the line. But I think, you know, I think the vibe you get from UNC the last couple of days just about what happened in D.C. is that they just didn't like the product they put out there Saturday night. And they wanted – that was a stated goal. They wanted to win that tournament. None of those guys had won that tournament.
Right.
UNC hadn't won it since 2016. They wanted to do that. But, you know, you hit the reset button, and, you know, I thought it was interesting yesterday. Armando was like, you know, I know I have six games left. That's the most I got left. So, you know, they're full speed ahead into this afternoon against the Wagner Seahawks.
I mean, are we breaking news? Armando Bacot's not coming back for another year?
I mean, can he?
I actually don't know, to be honest. I mean, there are what the guy from Howard was like 28.
Miami had like a seventh year tight end this year, I believe, in football.
NC State's tight end or wide receiver, whatever position he played, was in his eighth year of college football. I wish guys could play forever. I'm not in any way mad about that. Play as long as they allow you to play, as long as they don't kick you off. Off campus, I think you should be allowed to play. Adam Smith from Inside Carolina is joining us from Charlotte. Carolina will play at 2:45 today. And by the way, Michigan State right now is running Mississippi State off the court. Last I saw it was 20-8. I don't think the Bulldogs have gotten to the arena yet.
Which no one saw coming because Mississippi State beat the tar out of Tennessee in the SEC tournament, and all these baby blue eyes that we cover took, you know, extreme notice of that, because that helped vault UNC up to the number one line when Tennessee fell last week, which I know you know. I'm just, piling on there.
I'm 100% with you on that. Mississippi State surprised me, especially after I heard Tom Izzo yesterday. Not that I'm bitter, but I'm listening to Tom Izzo yesterday talk about how, you know what, we seem to be giving away too many of these automatic bids. I'm like, you too? Have you gone to the dark side? But apparently, I'm not even going to go into it. I'm sure we agree on. No, the tournament was built on those schools, on the champion of the Mid-American Conference who wouldn't otherwise get a bid, just putting the fear of a loss into the bigger schools. That's what the romance of the first week is about. Let me ask
you. It's the beauty of the tournament. It's the beauty of the tournament. You know, anyone can win. You know, you can be the national champion if you win the game.
St. Peter's got to the Elite Eight, right?
Yeah. They're here in Charlotte, too, by the way.
I know.
See tonight.
I know. It's awesome. It's basically, there's one guy left from that team, right? Just one guy was played in the Elite Eight. And they obviously have a new coach because their coach is now the coach of Seton Hall, who got left out somehow because Virginia was given a bid. I still don't understand.
Don't get me started on UVA. Good God.
Any of that. Ugh. There were at least two, maybe four more ACC teams that were better than Virginia if they had to give a bid to another ACC school, which obviously they don't. But let me ask you about RJ Davis, because Davis, like, this is a team that had played a certain way, and maybe this is not about R.J. Davis, but they had played a certain way throughout the season when they were playing well, and they just didn't seem to have that. Do you think, and maybe this is not about R.J. Davis at all, and so this is unfair to him, but do you think that maybe State just had too many spots to deal with because they had a bunch of guys playing well? Or did Carolina just lose their defensive edge going into that game?
Well, that is the key for UNC. It's kind of interesting to even say that, even though it's been true. But when you think about the UNC teams of the past, the Roy Williams teams of the past that, you know, led the nation in scoring, and we're going to try to run you off the court, you know, with Ty Lawson and people like that. But this team, when this UNC team is at its best, it's when it is defending at the level that it's capable of. I mean, this was the best defensive team in the ACC.
Yeah.
And number six in the country per KenPom. And many dudes have said that. A lot of guys were saying that yesterday. We got to get back to defending the way that we can. I thought Jay Billis had a good line, you know, that they play like a UNC plays this season, like a blue collar, blue blood.
Yeah.
And that is a credit to Armando Bacot, sort of anchoring it. The improvement that guy has made in his ball screen coverage, he used to be such a liability. Teams used to hunt him out. I mean, he's huge, obviously. And, you know, try to get the switch, because UNC was going to switch, and attack him with some guard off the dribble. But he's changed his body.
Yeah.
He is adamant about his recovery. When we were in D.C. the other night, he goes, I need to find a pool tomorrow morning to get my pool workout in. You know, but that's a testament to him. And also these other guys like Cormack and Harrison Ingram and RJ are pretty good defenders. Elliot Cadeau is not there yet. But yeah, that is what has to be their identity. As much as they need the shots to go in, and as much as they do need, they got into a way in the ACC tournament where they were depending sort of on RJ and Armando more on offense than I think they need to. Those guys scored their last 18 points against Pitt in the ACC semifinals to close out Pitt. You know, they're much better when they have that third scorer like Ingram or Cormack making shots.
Sure.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I really think it's about the defense. And, and you know, they're going to get into a game, you know, in the round of 32 and the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight where, you know, they're going to have to lock down some high-level guys, and they're capable of doing it. They've shown that they can do that. So, you know, I think that's obviously something to watch for is how UNC is defending. It's sort of a barometer for these guys.
Yeah, and they bring off the bench. I mean, if they're struggling, if Cadeau is struggling defensively, they bring in Seth Trimble, who is an outstanding defender. And Jalen Withers is also a good defender and a great athlete and a versatile player. Yeah, but I think you're right.
Guys.
Oh, my gosh. And I think what you said about Bacot is true because it's obvious that he changed his body. He's much leaner and quicker, and he can react more easily than he has in the past. And he has become an outstanding defender to where you don't mind if they set a screen on him, he can switch out. And he can bother guards. Adam Smith, I hope you're feeling nice and relaxed. Your game starts in about 2 hours.
I'm excited, and I can't thank you enough. I mean, this is going to get me through. This is going to get me through the weekend. You know, I might call back just to listen to the music sometime.
It was fantastic. I was going to tell you if you know to roll over, but no. No, I'm not doing that.
I wish we had like mints or something to give him on the way. I don't know what you give it.
I need like a goodie bag.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've gotten massages before, and they don't give you a goodie bag on the way out.
No, not usually.
They don't. Wow. I'm going to stop the conversation right here. We'll let Adam get back to.
The FCC is cracking in. Yeah.
All right, I got you. By the way, Mississippi State has barely showed up. That game's tightened up a little bit. I think they've scored at least 5 in a row. Adam Smith, Inside Carolina. I appreciate your time, man. Have fun. I'll talk to you soon.
Always, guys. See you later.
You got it. It's like, at some point, we're going to go too far, and I was going to get in trouble. And I didn't want to make Paul
That's
come
okay.
down the hallway and say,
right.
No, no.
Just stop it.
We can't go there.
All right. Exactly.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.